It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Steve Jobs is retiring as CEO of Apple. Chief Operating Officer Tim Cook, who has been running the company since Jobs went on medical leave last January, will become CEO. Leander Caney runs the blog Cult of Mac. As for what this means for iPhones and iPads and other products, he says,
well, in the short term, nothing, because they've got at least a couple of years worth of products already in the pipeline, and he's probably got the iPhone 5 and prototypes of the iPhone 6 already built. So short term, you know, there will be no effect. The question is, you know, longer term, the products that come after in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years' time.
In his resignation letter, Jobs wrote, I believe Apple's brightest and most innovative days are ahead of it. Caney says Jobs has tried to make sure of that.
It's a hugely creative environment that he's created there, and hugely creative processes. And I think it's the processes that are the most important. You know, the iPhone didn't appear before him like, you know, the knife in Macbeth. It was a product that he discovered through a process of prototyping, of constant iteration. This is the same method that he's used since the very beginning of his career, going all the way back to the Mac. And that process, you know, remains in place at Apple.
But now that process must continue without the guy who led it. Glenn Fleischman has written several books about Apple. He says it's often been hard to know where Jobs ends and Apple begins.
It's certainly clear that Steve set this tone from the top down, from the smallest detail at Apple to do with graphic design and presentation, to the uniforms people wear in the Apple stores, to the fit and finish of every iPod and iPhone and Mac. So at some level, you could say everything at Apple is Steve Jobs' vision realized as perfectly as he can. But at the same time, there's, of course, tens of thousands of people who are every day working to do their parts in that. So he's a great director. He's a conductor of a huge symphony of people. And one could argue there's an interpretation there that a conductor brings to a musical piece. And one could say that's what Steve Jobs brought to this amazing ability to summon all these resources and pull it together like a director does with a film, more so than usually the way products are made in a company.
Like a lot of Apple users, Fleischman took yesterday's news hard.
I felt a little punched in the gut myself. And he's still alive. You know, it's not
right.
Someone pointed out on Twitter, a friend of mine is like, he didn't die, guys. He just resigned. And we don't know what his health is like and how long he has left. It could be a long time. But it's leaving that role is a kind of death for those of us who have built our lives and careers around the products that he's directed. And
but they're just products. I mean, he made stuff that we bought, and thanks, this runs well. What's the mystique?
It shapes the way we work in the world and we view the world. It shapes what we can do with ourselves. The fact that we can do so much with a mobile device means that we're unshackled from, I mean, I'm not trying to be too grandiose, but we're unshackled from the kind of constraints that work placed upon us and that even play placed upon us. We're allowed the freedom to do bigger and different things. And these products are made for people to explore their lives with. And I think because of that, we connect and relate to these devices as much more than technology. They're a part of our lives in a way that, like, you know, a pet or sometimes a family member is. There's something that pulls at you inside and makes you feel sad. I think people also feel sad for him as a person. It's an incredible story that this guy is, you know, an adopted child who had difficulty learning, who didn't get a college degree, rose to create the largest company in the world. And now at the peak of this is when he steps down. It's part of that epic story arc. And there's something mythic and beautiful and sad about it.
That's Glenn Fleischman. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.